Today is Wednesday, October 16th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Sports Day. It's also National Liqueur Day. I guess I can celebrate with a Midori Sour. I believe Midori is a liqueur. It's also Department Store Day, National Bosses Day, and there's not really a good food one here that I'm seeing. But there is a scary looking fish here called a hagfish. Oh my god, it's Hagfish Day. That is the scariest looking thing. It looks like a demon face or something. I don't know. I don't know what that is, but well, I know what it is, but I don't. It's ugly, is what I know. So yeah, we are. Mark is behind me packing. We have had our last day of the trip, and both of us got a little bit of a cold on the cruise, and so we are taking medicine. That, you know, when you're on a when you're in Greece, it's hard to know what to take, because at home, we would just take, you know, if we have cold or flu symptoms, we would take NyQuil or DayQuil or both, because they just kind of dampen the symptoms, basically. But we don't really know what to take here, so we had to go to a pharmacy. I mean, luckily, all the pharmacies here have these big green flashing plus symbols or plus signs, so you know it's a pharmacy, basically. And we have one right across the street from our hotel, so it worked out fine. So we're kind of tired and, you know, whatever, stuffy noses, etc., etc. But he's flying to the Philippines tomorrow. I'm flying back home tomorrow. But because I was using frequent flyer miles, they did this weird thing. And I'm still contemplating whether when I get to Chicago, I'm going to say, hey, do you have any seats on a direct flight to Northwest Arkansas? Because I know we have direct flights from Chicago to XNA, which is our airport. Because what they've got me doing is Athens to Chicago, then Chicago to JFK, and then I have to spend the night in JFK or in New York, and then 6 a.m. Thursday morning, fly from JFK to Charlotte, and then from Charlotte back to XNA. So it's like five flights or something like that over the course of 2 days. And I don't know. I probably should have called them and said, or, you know, tried to do it online, but I was scared to try to change the reservation because I had gotten it all on frequent flyer miles and I didn't want to screw anything up. And I thought if I screw it up, I'm, you know, maybe I don't make it to my vacation or something if I, you know, screw up the ticket. So I didn't do anything. At least I could have called them because, like I said, there are always direct flights from Chicago to XNA. So I feel like a whole day of the trip, because I'm back in Chicago by 3 p.m. on Wednesday. So almost 24 hours of the trip is probably not needed at all. It's just like extra legs they added because maybe, I don't know, I don't know how they make a decision on like what flights they're going to put you in or whatever. But it was a really good deal, though. Only 60,000 frequent flyer miles for a multi-city trip between XNA and Rome, and then Athens back to XNA. So I thought it was a really good deal, but because of that, I'm having to suffer. And now that I have this cold, it's like, you know, maybe I should just go up to an American Airlines desk and say, excuse me, ma'am, could you please book me on a one-way to XNA? I don't know. So we'll see what I do. But I did book a hotel in the JFK airport. So I can, you know, if I decide to just stick it out or if they don't have a seat to XNA, I can immediately when I get off my plane, I can check into the hotel, get a few hours of sleep, and then go back to whatever my next gate is. for my 6 a.m. flight. So we'll see what I do. Also, that means my recording situation is up in the air. If I'm at home, it's easy. If I'm in another hotel, it depends on how tired I am, I guess. But we'll see. If you get a Thursday show, you'll know. If you don't, you'll know. And then I'll be home for, you know, I'll be home for 4 days before I have to go back to work. So that's good. I can rest. I'll have to go pick up Sydney and take care of her. And assuming she's still alive and with us and everything. But no text messages from my parents saying that she was, you know, that anything is wrong. So I assume everything is fine. There was a call from the grooming place this morning and I didn't answer because it must have not been this morning. It must have been this afternoon because they would not have been open this morning. Well, our time, Greece time, they would not have been open. So it must have been in the afternoon here. But so I don't know why they called. They left a message, but it couldn't have been an emergency. Sydney already had a bath last Friday and they didn't call me. It may be that my parents didn't pay last time. Last time they took her, they didn't pay. And so the next time we went, she's been going there for so long. They trust us. So I don't even know why they would have called even for that, really. So it's weird. I don't know why they called me. But anyway, so I'll go pick her up and take care of her, make sure her medicine is correct and all that good stuff. I didn't even tell Mark that they called me, but he's looking at me. I don't know what they said because I haven't checked the voicemail. Sydney's not there, so I don't know. What would they have said? It's a mystery. If only I could check the voicemail and find out what they said. And anyway, so we... I'm just going to kind of give a rough summary of things because it's all starting to blur together now at this point of what we've done and what we didn't do. The last two nights of the cruise, we had the singers and dancers gave another show where they did music in pictures. So it was music from movies. We had a Celine Dion impersonator. She was pretty good. I mean, she was enjoyable, although she came out on stage and she was a little bit rotund, I'll say. And I was like, that is not Celine Dion. Because Celine Dion is super skinny. But she was a pretty good singer and she sounded quite a bit like Celine Dion. So I guess, you know, she had that going for her. The music and pictures was okay. You know, again, there was no story. So most of these were like concerts with dancers and, you know, some visual effects. They did have some, you know, projection stuff going on, but this is a smaller ship. So they don't have quite as fancy of stuff as they do on some of the bigger ships. We did sit really close to the sound technician all the time and the mixer was all nice and fancy looking. I liked watching him punch buttons and stuff like that. So that was cool, but it was a little bit smaller ship, so not as many sets or, you know, fancy stuff as they may have had, like on the Wonder of the Seas or whatever. Our next stop that we went to was Ephesus, Turkey. The tour was not great, the tour guide. I mean, she was okay, but she, oh no, I'm wrong. I see. I'm getting mixed up with Sicily. The tour guide for Ephesus was good. She was very friendly and she had dyed blonde hair. She was a Turkish citizen, but she grew up in Turkey, but her husband is Canadian. And so she told us a bunch of stories about, oh, they go to Canada every year in the winter, which is weird. Why don't they go to Canada in the summer and, you know, Greece in the winter, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But they do the opposite. She said it's for love. I don't know exactly. Maybe he wants to be in Canada in the winter. I'm not really sure. But anyway, so she spoke really good English and she was very friendly. She was saying, oh, Turkish, you know, hospitality is the best. And so the tour was... We went to the house of Mary, the mother of Jesus. So there was it's a reconstructed house where they think Mary died. And they have these faucets that have water coming out of them from the spring, and they say it's holy water. And so they, the tour company even gave us these pottery containers. There's a word for it that's escaping me, but to hold the water so you could go up and get some of the water and take home with you. They said, don't drink it, whatever you do. because if you're not from Turkey, your immune system may not be used to whatever might be in the water. But anyway, so we did that, and then we went to Ephesus, which is ancient ruins, which I find very interesting. It was really hot, but she was a good tour guide. She told us a whole lot. It's all around ancient Greek mythology. So everything's like, this was the house of Zeus, or this was where Athena did, you know, yada yada. So I don't remember the actual stories, but it's all very ancient, you know, mythology stuff going on. And it was good. And then we went back, and we had booked a traditional Turkish hammam, or a bath. And I'm going to talk more about that on the Gay Mix on Friday night. But we had a traditional Turkish bath. So I will end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, probably. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.